joining me live in studio for the monthly report from Leakey County School District number 2. That's Superintendent Matt Erickson. Superintendent, you've almost made it through another school year, you and all the staff at LCSD 2.
Yes, we have. Thank you, Duke. It's we're very blessed and fortunate to have the staff that we do. They're dedicated and very diligent. And yeah, here we are. Last week with students. So 3 graduations coming up this week. Beautiful weather. And this will be the 5th year in a row, at least, that we anticipate Star Valley High's graduation on the football field with great weather. So
yeah, I don't know how that bullet keeps getting dodged. I really, really don't. So that's Thursday night, Star Valley, Cokeville tomorrow night, Swift Creek High tonight, right?
Correct. Yes. Perfect. 7 o'clock tonight and then 6 for Cokeville and Star Valley.
Awesome. Well, congrats to the graduates and yes, the parents and the staff and everybody that makes it all possible. Well, Superintendent, another number of other items happening around the school district. Of course, in the recent board meeting, the new board member was sworn into office.
Yes, we're pleased that we had as many applicants as we did and put the board in a tough situation to make a decision, but they made the decision to go with Tim Teichert. And Tim served on the board before for a few years, and he has a great skill set and a good way with the public, and is a good decision maker. So we're elated to have Tim on our team.
And just to make sure I'm understanding correctly, he doesn't fill the whole remainder of the term for that open seat just till the next election, right?
Correct. So Area 1, which Tim was appointed for to replace Cade Wilkes, that'll become available again in the fall of 2026.
Perfect. Superintendent Erickson from LCSD2 in studio this morning. I know there's also let's talk about the work section actually that happened on related to House Bill 172 recently, and right now the district just kind of discussing options on how to proceed with policy, or if there should even be policy regarding the gun-free zone bill.
Yeah, so that's a big obviously topic right now, Duke, and House Bill 172 is an interesting piece of legislation. So the basic gist is that starting July 1, here in a month or so, the gun-free zones of schools was repealed by legislative action. And moving forward, districts can choose, if they'd like, to have rules based around employees and volunteers. And if a school board chooses to, then they can set the training requirements. There's suggestions, but they can go above and beyond that, if you will. But the prior legislation from 2017 on guns, concealed carry in schools, obviously has been repealed. And with that, with this new law, there's things that were replaced from the 2017 piece of legislation as well. A quick example would be if a school district chooses to come up with rules based around concealed carry, now you cannot have a mental health exam. So that would be one example. So okay. Our school board, obviously, we had a couple different attorneys. We had our local attorney that represents the district, John Bowers, who does a great job, and then as well as Scott Kolpicki out of Powell, who is Wyoming School Board Association's attorney. They were both at the work session, well, virtually, and just gave the board a lot of things to think about. So
you mentioned the bill takes effect July 1st. Is that what you said? So
yes.
Does that mean any policy has to be finalized by then, or do you have a window?
Well, we can do it whenever we choose to. Okay. Obviously, we're not going to have it in place by July 1st.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
okay.
It'll be interesting to see.
So still a process to be had then, right?
Sounds yeah, like. there's a big process, and I don't know which way the board's going to choose to go on this one, so it'll be interesting.
Okay. You can find kind of a summary of the work session online at svinews.com, and also in last week's Star Valley Independent regarding the gun-free zones and legal concealed carry on school zone in related to House Bill 172. Superintendent Erickson in studio this morning. Also, if I remember from the most recent school board meeting, there was an update on the wrestling room addition, correct? Or at least kind of maybe some readjustment of plans moving forward?
Yeah, so we obviously went to bid to put a second level on the wrestling room with the addition of the wonderful girls program. And we felt a great need to do that, and it's been in the works for several years. We obviously need more space. Coach Clark does a good job, and he has a lot of young men in his program as well, and space has been an issue. But the bid came back with tariffs and everything else just astronomical, so we're looking at exploring other options now. We've got a couple of drawings, just to be transparent. If we were to expand, go with a 10,000-foot square off the auditorium or out from the locker rooms there at the high school. But we're exploring a lot of other options. It just takes a lot of $100 bills.
That it does. That it does. All right. Superintendent, anything we missed that you wanted to bring up today?
As this school year comes to a close, I'd just, again, like to thank our staff and families for their diligence and hard work. And this is a big week for transportation as well. And we very much appreciate our mechanics and bus drivers. And Ryan and Cindy do a great job scheduling everything. But there's tons of field trips. And you'd think that maybe transportation's slowing down this week with our culminating events athletically being wrapped up last week with soccer and track, and great job again by Coach Draney and Coach Timms in Cokeville with the track seasons. But transportation, they're hopping this week. The elementaries are headed here, there, and everywhere, and as well as the middle school. So just appreciate all 550 employees, and hope everyone has a great, safe summer. And hard to believe, but we're about 65 days, Duke, from principals returning. If just had to say it, and then
just to throw that out there.
Yeah, and then we're approximately 80 days from teachers returning for the 25-26 school year.
Holy cow! So short-lived then,
and then
right?
About 88 days. If I've counted right, till students return. So anyway.
Nice. Well, enjoy it while you can, I guess. Enjoy it while you can. Well, Superintendent Erickson in the studio, appreciate your time as always. I did want to bring up before we end, since we talked last, you were recognized by the Wyoming Association of School Administrators, and I apologize if I'm getting this award mispronounced, but the Myron Basem Leadership Award. Tell us about this.
Well, Duke, I obviously, it's a team award. I was the lucky recipient, but it's all of the district leaders, and very much appreciate them. So you're right, I was recognized in Casper a month or so ago as winning that award, and it comes from the executive committee, so that made it extra special. Comes from my peers, so very much appreciate that recognition. But again, it's a team effort, it's not me, so.
Well, congratulations to you and the team.
Well, thank you. One other thing I'd like to mention, Duke, is we've just wrapped up YTOP testing. And we obviously, the state won't let us talk about our results yet, but at least share numbers. But as you look across the board from 4th to 11th grade, wow. We have some amazing teachers starting in kindergarten and right up through. But we have pockets, and then overall just astronomically high scores of proficiency, either proficient or advanced. And so just hats off to the whole district, and it takes all. So we appreciate it.
At what point do you expect or do those scores become available and released?
So we'll be able to release them. We anticipate towards the end of August. They're embargoed right now, but
sure.
But it's super fun to look at them and see, you know, from individual teacher to building to PLC to grade level to just across the district, we outperform the state. We're just extremely blessed.
LCSD2 Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning. Superintendent, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.